CLX Mobile. Monitoring.
KP4CVA.
Flex here, too.
CLX, KP4CBA. Name's David, and how's your afternoon?
Hey, David. Doing all right. Name's Mike. You sounded tired today.
How do you figure that?
Because it just sounds that way, that's all.
Because I've been sitting around all day. I had a tennis match at 6 o'clock, but it got rained out at 3:30. When all that rain came through. So, I'm sitting here trying to figure out what I'm going to do. So I decided to turn the radio on for a few minutes, and I was just listening to 20 meters.
Here's right now, is it kind of, is it noisy, or is it all blown away by the lightning?
Not too bad. There's several stations on, and I don't have any super strong signals here. The guy I was listening to here, I just turned it on, so I don't even know where he's from. He's got a weird accent, and he's only about 5x5, so certainly 100% readable. So I've got a CLR speaker, and it kind of cleans up the audio for you.
Speakers might be something worth looking into for me. My hearing's definitely going downhill.
Well, how old are you?
In November, I'll be 58.
Well, you're right, not right behind me. I'm 66. You're a little over 8 years younger. I'll be 67 in yeah, 67 in December. So, anyway, but I lost my hearing at a Doobie Brothers concert in 1974. Oh boy, it was a good concert, but it was not good for the ears. My ears still ringing from that stupid concert. But anyway. And they ring so bad that at night I have a noise machine, because if I lay down in a quiet room, that's all I hear.
As I'm speaking, my ears are ringing like crazy. It just damaged eardrums, what can I say?
And unfortunately, unless somebody comes up with something, you know, they're going to stay that way. You can get some of these noise-canceling headphones. Well, they do make headphones, but hearing aids, but and they're not that expensive anymore, but I just don't care to wear hearing aids, and you know, and I've had my hearing checked, and they said that I've just lost some of the high pitch, in my hearing, and they said that basically my hearing is normal, and I said, what? No, I'm kidding. But anyway, but I do have trouble hearing in noisy places and restaurants, and, you know, if I'm sitting at a big table and somebody's talking, you know, way across the table from me, I have a hard time hearing them sometimes. It just depends on voice and how loud they're talking and that kind of thing.
Had the last year or so, my wife's gotten aggravated with me quite often now because I'll have to ask her to say the same thing three times. I'll know she's aggravated when she looks at me and says, "Never mind."
Well, mine does the same thing, so you got some company. Oh, me. But anyway, and I really need one of these speakers in the car because it's my Mustang. You know, it's loud and you got road noise, and I do have a nice Motorola speaker that used to be used in police cars, and it's got good audio. I have to have one because my radio is under my seat, so the speaker is actually that's on the radio is muffled in the floor, in the carpet, you know, so I wouldn't be able to hear anything, hardly, without that speaker and that extension speaker, but sometimes I have to crank it up a little bit.
Happens with this radio once in a while. It's just got that built-in speaker. They're so small, tinny. I don't have the hearing ability of the high pitches anymore. Years ago, a doctor did an audio test on me and told me that I lost 30% of my hearing in my left ear, mainly in the high and mid range. He says, "Lucky you. It's where most females are." I had a good laugh over that.
Well, we were involved in an accident in July 3 years ago, and my wife had a concussion, other injuries, but with the concussion, her right ear ring started ringing, and I've never heard of, but it does happen, and her ear still rings, and so it's kind of strange. She sometimes she'll wear a hearing aid on that side, but anyway, she I still have to speak up, so evidently I've started mumbling.
Raining somewhere up ahead and getting some rain. Getting about 90% static. I no audio really.
Okay. Well, maybe it's on this and that. That transmission was 100% clear there.
Now too. Maybe just something on the receive side of the repeater.
So this mic has a glitch, and if I pull on the mic cord, it'll. I think the audio drops out, and I thought I had a mic that I could rewire to and use it because it has a different end on it. And but when I took it apart, it looks just like this one on the outside. When I took it apart, it's totally different. And it doesn't have the same number of wires, so I'm not even going to fool with it. I'll, if it gets worse, I'll just have to buy another microphone, I guess, or heck, I may just buy another radio, because this thing, I don't know what year it was built. It's a Kenwood 231 mobile unit, and heck, it was probably built in the 90s or early 2000s, I imagine.
Using down in Charleston and talking on that collinear antenna there.
Actually, I was using a Asden 4000 back then, and it served me very well. I sold it. I don't remember, several years ago, probably 10, 12 years ago, and I sold some other stuff, and when we moved up in the house we lived in Travis Rest for about 10 or 12 years, and we sold that house, and then we rented for a year, and then we moved into my parents' house, so, and they passed away, so, but anyway, and then I had a guy that wanted to sell his Astron RS-35 power supply, and I needed one, so I bought it, and then he gave me this radio and a bunch of other stuff, and so anyway, so I'm just using this until it dies.
Same power supply runs my, well, it runs everything on, well, it runs my Kenwood TS-450, and then I have my two old mobile rigs powered by it, too. I got to get an antenna up for those suckers. Got an old 440 Chinese clone. I can't remember the make of it. It's one of those from the 90s, what's the one that the 2 meter is a? I can't remember the name of the company. I can remember the model number, the DRJ something or other.
You can remember the model number of DRJ something another. Yeah, okay. I've seen them something others all over the place. All right. Well, I've got a 7300, ICOM 7300 hooked up to this thing too, and of course that the speaker, and it draws next to nothing. And I don't know how many amps this 2 meter rig draws, but I'm using the medium power setting, which is, I think it's 10 watts. And I'm talking on a J-pole on the roof, strapped to one of those plastic PCV pipes that comes out of the roof, one of the vent pipes. And you can even see it from the front of the house. So, because I live in a HOA, so we're not supposed to have ham radio antennas. They don't know about the Carolina Wyndham in the trees either.
I don't have a Carolina Wyndham. I have a off-center fit dipole for 80 through 6 meters. It's a Buckmaster. I don't remember the name of the radios, those old ones. Heck, man, they barely work. You got to tap on them to make things work. They've been through so much rocking and rolling in cars over the years.
Well, that Asden 4000 was my first ham radio purchase, and I bought it actually at the Greenville Ham Fest when I was at the fairgrounds, and the guy was local here. He sold out of his house over in, right outside, I think, the Overbrook community, and I've been over to his house, and I actually bought it, the radio, before I got my ticket. That was my incentive, so I bought it, and then I think that next weekend, I went and took the test and got my Tech Plus. And this is what they were offering back then. And so I could talk on 2 meters FM.
I still got my first radio. After I got my tech license, went and got an ICOM handheld, IC2AT. I was so proud of that thing. It doesn't even have tone encoder in it, but it's for the sub-audible tone. But it's got the tone button.
Yeah, so that's that was for the auto patch for back before we had cell phones. That was one of the neat things about having a ham radio in your car, having a 2 meter rig in your car, was you could make phone calls from your car, and it was pretty impressive back in the day before the before cell phones came out. Now everybody gets a big deal, but it impressed the girlfriend back then.
Neato and all that, but never did use one. Remember the neighbor up the street worked for RCA. He was in the 70s, and he had a telephone mounted in his car. That was something.
Well, I don't even know how this worked, but I guess they were like satellite phones or something. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I've seen them in some old movies and stuff. So how long have you had your ticket out? I got mine in 82.
Mine in the later part of 79.
Get on this frequency. What are you doing, Rusty? Wasn't it?
KO4CKK. I said the first time. I'm not sure who said the 17.
And my mistake, KB4CBA. Y'all are so funny. I want to count to three before I laugh, but anyway. So, as Tom would say, that's one.
That's always good to have a good time.
Can't laugh at yourself and at life, because sometimes you just feel like crying, so a good laugh's always good for the soul.
True story. Now, I'm working with people today that weren't even born when I started doing my job.
Well, that was my case as well when I was working. I'm retired now, so. I date myself all the time because I'll be talking to people and they just give me that deer in the headlights look and I go, oh, yeah, I forgot you're too young to know about that.
I had a previous job where people working for me, they're all younger. I'm telling one of them about how it was to watch television. I said, yeah, we had a tube television. And he says, oh, we had one of those, one with the glass. I said, no, man, no, not what I'm talking about.
So, who's the third party in here?
CLX.
That's your call, but there was another guy in here making the smart comments. too. And I just wonder what his call was. I didn't catch it.
This is Mark, KO4CKK.
Well, I'm just putting you down in logbook of the world here. And so I just trying to remember your call so I can tell by your call how long have you been in ham radio?
Well, over a year now. I've actually talked to you multiple times before, but I know you talk to a lot of different people throughout the day. Sometimes I catch you.
I'll talk about just about anybody that'll talk back, you know. as long as it's civil.
Agreed. I just had to pull you late a little bit with the getting your ticket, you know, the 1800s.
That would be my grandpa. He was born in 1896. And it's kind of hard to believe. And he died young, he died in his 50s, but he died in, now let's see, he might have been in his early 60s, anyway, he died in 59, I have to do the math there, 59, yeah, he would be in his early 60s, but anyway, he died in 1959, so I was 4, and, but I've got his shotgun that he used to hunt with. He bought in Georgia, Fulton Arms Company in Fulton, Georgia, for $2.50.
A couple that I've got from family passing down. I've got a shotgun that is double barrel, still use the old black powder style hammers, and probably is black powder. Doesn't even have a serial number on it.
It's old. I have heard about those. Watching that the gun show that the retired Marine does. Can't think of his name, but anyway, can't think of the name of the show. But he talks about all different kinds of handguns, and he goes into rifles and shotguns and. Just, you know, kind of goes through the history of firearms, and then I think he takes it into the next show. He takes it into the big stuff, big artillery. But anyway, but it's interesting, and to see how we've progressed. And, but I'll tell you, even though I have a semi-automatic, well, I have two of them actually, but, a 9mm and a 45, but, you know, the revolver is still probably one of the most trusted guns made, and that's why it's still being made, because it's so reliable. You don't have to be worried about feed jams or ejection jams. And you know, and the one I have is a 38 special that my father-in-law was given when he retired from the city police department after 33 years with the Greenville City Police.
A frontline weapon. We're using those as backups, but they've actually gone away from that now, I think.
I almost picked up my HF mic. That wouldn't work. Yeah, that's what they were using when he retired. I think they were using 9mm because, yeah, he retired in 90. And I think, because I was working for the county at their vehicle service center on Keith Drive, and that's when they switched over to 9mm because I was, that's what I had at the time. I was reloading 9mm and I had one of the sheriff's deputies give me a gallon, he had a gallon Ziploc bag full of brass, 9mm brass that he gave to me when he heard that I was reloading. I thought that was real nice.
You told me you'd worked there one time. That's who I work for now. I work for the county.
I met one of the EMS guys was a ham radio operator. He is, I'm not sure what his title is right now. He is traveling all over the country helping with the COVID outbreak wherever he's needed. I'm not sure who he's with, but I mean, I really admire him for doing that, but I don't see how he does it. But anyway, but we met, we were talking one day. I was working on the ambulance and started finding something said about ham radio, and come to find out, he knew a heck of a lot more about it than I do.
That was a little before my time with the county. I mean, I was around doing stuff with the county. I just wasn't working for them at the time. But, there's several people now that are hams, and I'm still learning a few more, and I'm actually encouraging a few more to get involved.
KO4, CKK, KB4, CBA, clear.